This is 5-on-3. Center ice for all things Islanders, Rangers, and all news across the NHL on WFUV Sports.
Welcome in to 5-on-3, WFUV's best, if only, hockey podcast. I'm Emma Leonardi, and I'm joined by Tucker Austin and Grace McCarron with Phoebe Schlosser behind the glass. We have a lot to talk about today, but before we get started, Tucker, Grace, how are we doing on this rainy Wednesday morning?
Finally rain.
I know.
Goodness. Finally going to wash away the snow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than the fact that it's like, it just reminded me how, like, gloomy and tired you get on, like, a rainy day. But, I mean, I'll take it because, like, the snow. So, overall, I mean, I'm just really happy about Olympic hockey, to be honest.
So
I mean,
true.
I know we're going to talk about, like, general impressions. My impression is I am really happy with it
so far.
I agree.
Same here. Mine is 10 out of 10. I'm going to be watching at work later.
That's beautiful.
We get little TVs at our desks.
That's
so
beautiful.
Yeah, I'm dialed. I'm excited.
You're going to be working during that game, for sure.
Like, well, everybody has the same thing on their little individual TV, so I'm like, you know what? Like, it's fine.
Everybody's watching it.
Yeah.
Walk around.
I think we all understand the importance here.
If you walk through the office, like, your eyes will always have, like, a line straight
You'll
to the game.
Never miss a moment.
Yeah. I'm going to be all over it.
Yeah.
Then Florida men's basketball later today against Loyola Chicago.
There you go.
Yeah.
Big one. Loyola Chicago's terrible. Need a win.
I feel like I love it so far. The only complaint is that every single time there has been a game, I have not been able to watch the full thing live.
Like, and the whole thing through? You've caught, like, pieces?
I've caught pieces. There have been multiple games where I've had to watch fully the replay after it happens, and I've had to, like, shut down all of my, like, social medias and stuff so I don't see the scores.
Yeah, that's,
like, that.
Like, that's what's so tough about the Winter Olympics when it's in, like, Europe like this. Like, all of the events happen in the middle of the day, or, like, honestly, the morning.
Yeah.
And then you just have to, like, avoid spoilers all day. Like, the Malinin thing.
When
Malinin fell in the men's figure skating final.
Yes.
And like I saw it in prime time, but I already knew what happened because my phone blew up in the middle of the day. Like our best hope at a gold in figure skating just fell and ruined it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he still did great outside of the falls.
He still got a medal in the team event.
Of the people,
like,
who
fine.
Competed in the field also fell.
Yeah.
It's like
it's been weird.
Yeah, no,
a majority
no, no, no.
of the people
I
who
saw
actually
Amber
competed
Glenn yesterday.
I saw a thing that was like, I don't know if this is just, like, a conspiracy theory or if it's, like, kind of factual, but I saw a thing that apparently the ice on, like, had started melting.
Yeah.
And so that's why they were all falling, which is, like, obviously not ideal. I feel like, that's been my only complaint, especially with hockey.
I mean, the hockey product, though, has been awesome.
It's been great, but the schedule has been 6:10 a.m.
Can't do it.
True. I mean, we should talk about the fact that there have been games today already.
Yeah.
As of the recording of this podcast. It's the quarterfinals right
100%.
Now.
Don't you even worry.
Slovakia already beat Germany.
I was looking up. What happened?
Can we talk? This is crazy to me. When I saw, we were opening the show, when I saw this, I was like, what is happening? Czechia is beating Canada right now.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
How is that possible? Did Andre Palat score? Probably not.
But, okay.
Pasta and Sedlak.
All right. That makes a lot more sense.
I'm like, this is, like, unreal, especially because
Macklin for Canada.
Macklin.
Again.
No. Don't you even worry, because I have a whole thing where I'm like, we have to talk about him. And Grace is going to be really annoyed because she gets really annoyed when I talk about him.
Because you're rooting for Canada, and I just think that that's a little treasonous.
She also thinks she looks like Macklin Celebrini.
Yeah. Macklin Celebrini is my twin. And Tom Wilson and Logan Thompson are on Canada. How can I not root for Canada? Like, it just feels like...
Have you been to Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
Audio
so
listeners love you to death. She has kind of a point. Like, I have sort of a point.
Like, I feel like the we make, like, a thumbnail for, like, the Twitter post of this after, and it's just my little poll.
It's just a cutout of
with,
your face.
Like, me and Macklin next to each other. Anyway, yeah, 2-1 is not great, and especially because they beat them. The first game that they played, it was on Thursday, February 12th, they beat them 5-0, like Canada did. And so it's kind of, like, really scary for me right now. I'm like, this can't be happening. But of course, Macklin's the goal that's currently scored. But
I just don't get it. Like, how can you want Canada to win so bad?
Okay, it's not that I would be upset if the U.S. won. I wouldn't be upset.
I should
be like,
hope
oh my
not.
God. I'd be like, wow, this is great. But first of all, I feel like Canada has a better chance. And that's not counting the game that's currently going on. I feel like Canada has a better chance. They have a better roster.
I was going to come on and like actually be scared
of
Canada,
really scared.
To be honest.
I am a little bit scared.
Not as much of like Mark Stone on a breakaway. Mm-hmm. I'd feel like most American players could probably catch him.
Yeah.
But like the whole
no, this whole team is really, really gross. And, like, and just what they've done to every team that they've played against so far has been it's been more dominant than the United States has been. Although big statement by the US against Germany, I'd say that was an incredible game to like in terms of being a response from the previous game, because they were really, really flat in the middle game.
Yeah. No,
but against
100%.
Against Germany, like Dreisaitl had no shots. Held him to no shots. This guy had 10 shots for Germany a game prior. And they held him to literally nothing. Tim Stützle scored like a garbage time goal.
He's having a rough week. Did you see the Tkachuk chirp against Dreisaitl? That was actually made me like Matthew Tkachuk a lot more. Because that was such a great chirp. I was like, that hurt my feelings. I was like, oh my God. Like, I feel like I just got stabbed.
It's hard to hate those two. Or, like, I don't even have that much beef against Brady Tkachuk, but like Matthew Tkachuk's obviously a Florida Panther, and by law, all other NHL fans must have beef against the Florida Panthers.
Brady is like not offensive, other than that he's like.
I just feel bad that he's
looking.
A
Sen. And he's a Sen, right?
Until the Sens become good,
because
they're usually kind of better when he's there.
Yeah,
I feel like my entire feed right now is either like Macklin Celebrini edits or like Olympic edits or. Brady Tkachuk means where it's like
he just
can
learned
he
to read.
Like,
Brady Tkachuk met Elmo, and like, Elmo tried to teach him how to read.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yep.
Their podcast is really funny.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like I don't really like them, but like those are funny. Like
I only like Matthew when it's international play. Like Four Nations loved him.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Because that was just outrageous behavior by him. And then now I'm like always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Outrageous chirp, 10 out of 10. Like love you, Leon.
Oh,
outrageous
man.
Chirp, 10 out of 10.
Oh my God.
He is stuck in his own head for sure.
Yeah.
And they're out. They're out of the tournament now.
Yeah. Poor Leon.
Yeesh. Yeah, I do kind of feel bad for Leon Draisaitl.
I feel bad for him. Because, I mean, I love watching him.
Sure, the
him,
chirp, but also but. Just, like, he has also been on those Oiler teams. Like, everybody feels bad for Connor McDavid because they
but
didn't
also,
win. They had
right,
two chances
but him,
to, but
like,
Draisaitl was
him
also
too.
There.
Yeah.
Well, so and, bad. Like, Slovakia beat Germany this morning, which is crazy. I feel like we have to talk about that. Like, that has to
Slovakia has actually been,
I was
like,
gonna
pretty
say, Slovakia
solid.
Is sneaky good.
See, like, I don't know. I was shocked. I was like, oh my God.
Slafkovský assist
he's
this
crazy.
Morning.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been going crazy.
He has. I think I made a note that was like, yeah, the first game, because I was making these notes like, these are just honestly for me and I just put them in the doc. But like, I was making notes and I was like, wow, he dominated. Like, this is crazy. Like, mm-hmm. He made two goals in their first game of the tournament, and then I kind of stopped watching Slovakia TBH. But
shout out Samuel Hlavaj,
mm-hmm.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Incredible performance.
Yeah.
25 of 27 against the Germans.
Yes.
That's
beautiful.
Good stuff.
That's something to take home from the Olympics.
Something to take
you know.
Home. Yeah.
I don't think Slovakia does much more than that.
No. Yeah. They've had a nice little run.
Germany. Low-key, when you look at the whole board, Germany and Slovakia had come up as like the two sort of odd men out for me a little bit. The Czechs would they would usually fall in there, but they've actually been much better, especially in this Olympics. I mean, they're beating the Canadians right now. Pretty much every game they've played has been interesting. Then they upset the Finns in the opening game.
Yes, they did.
And that game was awesome.
That was ridiculous.
Juraj Slafkovský.
That was the Juraj Slafkovský.
The Olympic legend.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was crazy. I was like,
why does he go so crazy in international comps?
Yeah, I know.
It's actually unreal.
Oh my God.
And end of the first period, at least as like again, this will be like pre-recorded, so it doesn't really matter that we're like updating this. I still think it's like interesting that we're doing this while the game is happening.
100%.
And Canada goes to the second period down a goal.
Guys, no.
The mighty Canadiens.
Guys, okay, it's just one goal. It's just one goal.
Tom Wilson penalty, high sticking at the end of the first.
Oh!
Of course there is.
We talk about how the Canadiens are kind of the bad guys of this
they
tournament.
They are the bad guys.
They are
like,
totally
obviously.
The bad guys.
Yeah. Ever since there's a lot of evil people on that team.
I did not for okay. a second think that okay. without the Russians in the picture, I did not think that the Canadiens would be the team that takes up
yes.
the mantle as like the
they're
evil
also,
team.
They're so off. This is a super
only
team
that's gotten
this
into a
like
fight.
This is like the Dodgers. They're,
she just doesn't like them because Tom Wilson's on that
that's
team.
Not true. I don't like them because I want my country to win. And I'm rooting for Bo Horvat and the United States.
Well, so. I mean, we should probably also talk about tomorrow, where we get like a little preview match. I think it's just as good. Probably, if not, well, it's not going to be, we'll see. It could be better than the men's game.
The women,
If the U.S. and Canada meet in the gold medal game.
Yeah.
U.S. and Canada gold medal game on the women's side.
I'm hype.
But the only reason I think it might not be better is because I think the U.S. women will steamroll the Canadian women because they have literally, have they given up a goal yet?
Yeah.
They've scored on like at least two times,
I
think.
It's been like twice. Yeah. It's outrageous. It's like
goal differential in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely
really
unreal. And they beat Canada 5-0 in the group stage.
Yeah.
So
it's just feeling like that's we're going to get a repeat tomorrow. Or it's going to be like this, you know, Czech Canada game right now and it's going to be an upset. But how would you feel if it was an upset?
What, the Canadian women won? Yeah.
Bad.
That would make me feel that would make me feel better about the men's game. To be honest.
Well, yes, but
like,
I think they
would be angry about
thing.
It. The American men would be very
that's
angry
true.
About
the Kachucks
it.
Would go on a tear.
And they would use it against the Canadians.
That's true.
Fights. It's a two-sided coin because if the U.S. wins, as they probably should tomorrow, I don't think the men will have, like, as much of an impetus to go out and win gold against the Canadians. Like, to take your silver and go home because this Canadian team is... absolutely gross.
I just need one for sure.
The U.S. has to get through
a lot
other teams though.
Yeah.
First,
yeah.
Like, we can't get ahead of ourselves
they
here.
They have a game today.
Sweden.
Yes.
Against Jacob Markstrom.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a devil. He's been great.
That's yeah.
We've
He's been really, really good.
We've got Zibanejad's also on there, so we got a Ranger in the mix.
He scored yesterday.
Yes.
Their last game.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He scored and he assisted. So that's going to be interesting.
I'm glad Mika can be in a different environment than the Rangers for a little while.
Honestly.
I think he needs a little bit of a cleanse. I feel kind of bad for him now.
In Sweden is a cleanse. Like,
Sweden is
a cleanse.
It's very peaceful.
Yeah, for everybody except Jesper Bratt.
Right.
Very true. Want to talk
literally
about,
everybody.
Just talk about that now?
I suppose.
I put it in here and I literally just put Tucker next
yeah,
to
Yeah, the Swedes benched him. I can't explain it. He had an assist in their first game against Italy, then didn't do anything. He had a cardio game when they lost 4-1 against the Finns, which I'm sure that loss probably caused some shakeups.
Yeah,
in the locker room, it definitely did because the big shakeup, at least from my perspective as a Devils fan, was that Bratt was no longer in the starting lineup, and then for the next two games, Bratt would not play, and the Swedes would proceed to score 5 goals in both of those games. So, I mean, hockey coaching 101, you don't change the lineup after you win two, like, win back-to-back games, score 5 goals both games, gave up 3 against the Slovaks, 1 against the Latvians. Like, that's good. That's really, really solid.
I mean, but, like, has he been doing a ton?
I think the only reason the Finns won that game the way that they did, I guess, like, obviously you can't win if you don't score. The Swedes scored 1 goal, but Filip Gustavsson was also in goal for the Swedes and not Markstrom, and anytime it's not Markstrom, I think it's a mistake. Obviously, like, you want to get your other guy in because, like, it's the Olympics.
Yeah.
You want everybody to play, get to represent your country and all that, but, I mean, Gustavsson effectively lost the job.
Yeah.
And then, can we talk about, while we're on the Swedes, can we talk about that thing with the Slovaks for a second? Because against Slovakia, I think, what was it, 4-3? And Slovakia is trying to score. No, Slovakia scores late to make it 5-3, and that's when the Swedes had to pull Markstrom for an extra man down by 2 late. To try and score. Or no, the Swedes beat the Slovak. I'm reading this wrong. The Swedes won. They pulled Attendee up by 2 looking for the goal to win by 3, right?
I think so.
Yeah, because that was to like try to beat Slovakia in the group.
Yeah.
Slovakia won the group because of that goal. That's why they lost by 2, but they were celebrating at the end of the game because like that was just such a weird thing. And then of course the Devils like the other Devils reporters on the beat in New Jersey just used it as an opportunity to take shots at Markstrom. And they were just like, "What? It's like, where have I seen this before? Jacob Markstrom getting pulled mid-game for like some reason." It was such it's a stretch. It's a stretch to say the least.
Yeah.
From those reporters, they're really bored, I think, without a without the Devils in town. I think they're just really bored.
I mean, the Islanders returned to practice yesterday, which I think was like the earliest day you were allowed to, as the NHL teams without like their Olympians were allowed to return to practice. And Patrick Roy was like, "All right, day one, let's go."
That makes sense.
Everyone's back from vacation.
Briefly speaking about the Islanders, non-Olympian Islanders, did you see that Matthew Schaefer over the Olympic break went home and coached
a
hockey team, like went home and coached like a little
like
hockey.
A youth hockey team.
Did you see that Anders Lee? I'll raise you one better. Did you see Anders Lee and JG Pageau were at Disney World together?
Oh, wow.
Oh my god, so cute.
Oh my
so
god,
cute.
That's
they took
so
a picture
beautiful.
In front of the castle together. I was like, oh my god, this is the best thing ever, guys. I don't even know like what brought them there. I don't think both of them have kids, so I don't. Maybe they
That's
were just there.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I
don't know. Maybe their wives.
Maybe,
both of their wives
maybe
were
they're
there.
Just
so.
Secret Disney adults.
And you know what? That would be fine.
I don't
with
think
me.
It's that secret.
Yeah, it's probably clearly not that secret.
They might have been wearing like ears too. I was like, oh, this is like
surely
this is for real. They were wearing like Disney shirts. I'm like, oh my god.
I have no idea what the New Jersey Devils are up to. Like outside of the one, outside
of
the ones who are at
my players have been up.
Yeah,
like,
outside
bored.
Of whoever's at the Olympics, I know what they're doing. Yeah. But whoever's not on Olympic teams,
oh
not a
god.
Clue.
Yeah.
And
oh my god.
Honest, I don't think I really want to know. I just like you know what?
Yeah.
Go, everybody, go, leave.
Don't
do whatever you need to do.
Get out of your system.
Come
just,
back and please win.
Back.
Please just start winning.
Come back locked.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
they're like it's close enough where they still could at least sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah.
By the end of the season.
Yeah. There's
three
a little
free wins
ways
against the Rangers in March.
Right.
Who says no?
Three free wins is insane.
Who
oh
says
my
no?
God.
At least that at least the Hudson River rivalry is gonna be fun this year.
Yeah.
Even if the Devils don't make the playoffs, they'll probably be able to hold that over the Rangers' heads.
Yeah.
All of this is building towards the Devils dropping one of those games and never hearing the end of it.
Yes.
Respectfully, you can't lose to a team that already said that they're not trying anymore.
Yeah, you
and,
really
and
can't.
You not hearing the end of it from, like, Lydia Burner.
Exactly.
I look, if the Islanders can sweep the Rangers.
See, it's losing is bad for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad for everybody involved.
Well, yeah, like, that's true. You know what? Like, so we talked about New York. New Jersey
kind of
players.
Covered a lot
we,
of
we
a lot of bases.
We covered a lot there. I'm like, where to next?
Yeah.
I think just general.
Talk
team.
About Mac. Connor McDavid's been good.
Ooh, yeah.
Somehow didn't talk about Connor McDavid
Somehow.
That whole time.
Somehow.
That's the Macklin Celebrini effect.
That is okay.
We talked about him for like 4, maybe 5 minutes, and completely forgot about McDavid.
I got a text from somebody actually today that said, "I think that Macklin Celebrini needs to check his ego." And I went, "That's a crazy statement."
That's hilarious.
Like,
that's
really
funny.
An insane
really?
Statement. Because what do you mean? Like,
what prompted that?
I honestly,
say
like,
something?
I was just talking about, like, you know, Olympic hockey.
Oh.
And they were like,
they're
I
also, like,
Macklin
hockey
Celebrini
players, like, they're all full
oh,
of themselves.
Oh, is that,
it's fine.
You know what? That might, is that in reference to, like, him getting ready to take the penalty shot? Before,
before John
Cooper,
told him
he didn't make it. He didn't say anything.
That's kind of funny.
Literally didn't say anything. They got the penalty shot. Mac is like getting ready, and the whole bench just looks at. They look at Mac. They look back at John Cooper. Like, you gonna do anything different here? John Cooper's just like, no.
like
he's already basically taken the shot. Like whatever. he's already literally halfway there.
He's also like, I can't remember who said this. If it was McKinnon, McDavid or Crosby. It was one of the three of them who said this, but they were like, he's already one of the best players currently playing in the NHL.
Oh, yeah.
And he's 19. Like, that's
you
insane.
Look at him, and you can also look at Matthew Schaefer. It's kind of weird that there's two, right?
That's very true.
It's
that's
weird that there's
true.
Two, like, soon after, like, Connor Bedard, who was touted as, like, the next McDavid, kind of, like, became sort of mid.
Okay, okay. Not too much on Connor Bedard. Not too much on Connor Bedard. Connor Bedard. I love that man.
I mean, he was hurt a little. Like,
true.
I'll give him a pass.
And he had that bubble for a little bit. He had the bubble shield.
Right. Yeah. Like, and then Frank Nazar got hurt, and that seemed to be, like, sad for him because they're, like, best friends.
And that will also be fair to him that it is still, like, you could call them the Chicago Bedards. They are just Bedard and, like,
yeah.
Bedard and friends, sort of.
Bedard and friends.
Like, I don't think he's been in the league long enough to have, like, enough friends for a full team, but Chicago finds a way.
Yeah.
Bedard and friends. I love that. So, what were we even talking about before we...
McDavid,
yes. Yeah. McDavid. Let's get back on track.
He's had a really great
tournament
overall.
He really has.
I saw, what, did he hit, like, 10 assists or something? What was it? I don't think it's 10.
I don't know if it's 10. It's a great question.
He's got 9 points total.
9 points, okay. Still, like, impressive.
Still, two goals, 7 assists.
Yeah. It's also been, like, I feel like the Olympics of the brothers.
Yeah. There's,
like, for the U.S., for Team USA.
The Kachucks and the Hughes at the same time is
an
interesting concept.
I've heard them talk about it on the broadcasts. Far too much, I fear. It's been, like, constant.
Like every game.
Every single game. They're like, oh my God, two sets of brothers. I'm like, I know.
They said that. They keep showing the stats. At least the stats usually change.
Right. That's and I'm true. Like, okay.
They'll both do something.
Like, I know. Yeah. I've known.
And they tell that story about,
I actually knew weeks ago when you mentioned it the first 500 times.
In 1964 or something, there was another two sets of brothers on the U.S. men's national
team. What they should be bringing up more, to be honest, because I think this is cooler, is that Brock Nelson is a third-generation Olympian, and his uncle was on the Miracle team.
They brought that up, during the Germany game. Yeah. I remember them bringing that up during the Germany
game. That should be mentioned just as much as the two sets of brothers, in my opinion. I think that's way cooler.
Let me tie these two together.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, I might be wrong, but I believe that every single assist or goal that Jack Hughes has been tied to Brock Nelson.
Oh.
Makes you think.
Isn't that so interesting?
That's line synergy.
Yeah.
That is
it's
line
so
synergy.
So beautiful. Well, obviously, I wrote down here, I was like, obviously they're on the same line, but it's still like every single one is like just the two of them.
There's like a really cute picture of them hugging on the ice after, I think it was Brock's goal that I like saved my camera roll. I was like, I need to see this every now and then.
Brock Nelson to New Jersey. Next year.
That would be my last day.
That's exactly. If that photo makes it to Devil's Twitter, that's all they're going to talk about until
that's
the off season.
Exactly.
Through the off
that's
season.
My last day on the planet if that happens.
Oh.
Like, that's actually not.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I love him.
Imagine Brock Nelson like scoring a goal against the Islanders for the Devils.
That would kill me. That would kill me.
How has it been like watching him and cheering for him again? Well, not sure.
Well, no, I always will because I actually like the Avs too. Like, I think they're fun.
But I'm talking about like.
Oh, you mean like him being on like my team? It's great. Love him. Beautiful. When he scored the first game, I think it was the first game last week when he got turned away, I was like, "This would happen to me," because Bo Horvat also scored that day. So I was having a great day, and then he got turned away the first time. I'm like, "All right."
And then he came back
and he
scored
two goals,
two more times,
a hat trick for my two faves.
You know who also got turned away? Quinn Hughes.
That
was really sad for me, I will say. He's like my favorite Hughes brother, so I was like, this is really depressing.
Do you think anybody says their favorite Hughes brother is Luke?
No.
There's definitely a handful of Devils
fans.
There's
a handful of people who like want to be.
Because there's a lot of apologists that like defended him, especially after the Carolina game when he scored two own goals. That was really fun. And so awesome after you pay a guy $9 million a year and make him the highest paid player on the team and he scores two goals for the other team. That's like that's best case scenario, I think.
Yeah.
And didn't that game happen after the Olympic roster came out?
I think so. And because he wasn't on it.
I feel like I remember watching those clips and being like, because I remember before that I was like, oh, it's kind of sad that he's like the only one left out. And then I watched those two clips and I was like,
you can't put him on the team.
Yeah.
It's just he's too volatile.
Yeah.
Like one month he's going like coast to coast full confidence and scoring rippers, and like late in the third period to win the game. And that's awesome when he does that. But then the next month, it's two own goals, or it's just kind of generally being a traffic cone on defense. His defense has gotten way better, I think, but I mean, his selling point was being an offensive threat. And so, like, it's weird. It has, like, shades of Dougie Hamilton where, like, not in the way that they play, but more in the way that, like, Dougie Hamilton's supposed to be an offensive producer as a defenseman, but he really hasn't done anywhere near offensive defenseman things.
Yeah.
And Luke Hughes, like, more speed than power. Dougie Hamilton was more of the power.
Yeah.
Hughes, like, all of the Hugheses are speedy. But, like, Hughes just needs time. You know, like, they locked him down for a long time. He's going to develop. Like, he'll be part of the... He is still extremely talented.
Young.
Like, you can't really take the talent away. It's just about refining the skills and ability. But definitely not at the Olympics.
Yeah.
God, no. Do not send him to the Olympics. Way too unrefined, I think, for that. But I Jack Hughes showing signs of maybe being back to his old self. Liked the two assists to Brock Nelson. He's buzzing a little bit. That goal was, I haven't seen him score a goal like that in a while, but that's normally what he does. Like off the back of the skate, off the goalie's back, off his mask, something weird from that kind of blind spot down low. That's, I hesitate to say his bread and butter, but he's good at it. He knows how to do it pretty consistently.
Right.
Yeah. One of the questions I actually had for you, like written down specifically for you, was how has he like been in the Olympics and how has it been watching him as a Devils fan in the Olympics? Because I feel like he's been hurt like a lot of the season.
He's definitely been. He's been playing hurt this whole time. Ever since the hand injury with the dinner.
Yeah.
It's been talked about enough. But ever since that incident, it's been so weird because, like, the social media team's been trying to hide it. You remember that, like, two-month period when every photo you saw of him was him with, like, his right arm in his sleeve?
Yeah.
So it looked like he lost the hand anyway, so I'm not really sure what they were trying to do there. Like, he had a cast on under it, but it just kind of looks like he just totally lost his hand, and now he's just, like, walking around with the team.
Yeah. But is it, like, hard to, like... I mean, obviously, it's not,
It just doesn't... He doesn't look the same, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he can't really... Can't keep the puck on his stick the same as he does at his peak. Like, can't quite get shots off in time because maybe it could have been a mental thing, like a little bit of hesitation. He doesn't want to like screw up his hand again or something.
Yeah.
Because I think what eventually they figured out was that it was like there was like actual reattachment going on.
Oh.
For something, at least partial reattachment for his hand.
That's
fingers, I don't know what, where exactly. I can't fully speculate on that, but I know for sure there was like some kind of a surgery or procedure involved.
Don't love that.
No, but that's also like mentally, how do you square that?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, especially in a game like hockey where like everybody is wearing knives on their feet. And the puck is also unforgiving, generally.
Yeah.
Stick blades, too.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything.
pretty much everything, even the other players.
It's kind of, it's seriously, it's literally. Like, it's a serious, like, mental thing. And I think though, the Olympics has been good for him because I think he's starting to get over it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think playing with Quinn probably helps. He likes playing with Quinn a lot because he hasn't gotten to do it before. He's been playing with Luke for a while now. And I like there wasn't as much of a gap between the last time he played with Luke and the last time he played with Quinn, probably because Quinn's probably been out of the house for a while.
I also feel like it must be like maybe nice for him to have the spotlight like spread out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's him and Nico Hischier effectively like sharing the stage in New Jersey, but you go to the Olympics and Jack Hughes is like on like what is aren't they on the fourth line?
Yeah. Jack Hughes is on the fourth
Jack
line.
Jack Hughes is on the fourth line for Team USA. That's like such a golden spot for him because he can just go do whatever
he
wants.
Do his thing.
Do his thing, and nobody's going to actually
Exactly.
If it doesn't like super work out, that's fine. But also, you're matched up against every other team's fourth line.
Yeah.
So, like, go skate against the fourth line against Latvia.
Like,
free goals. Like,.
Free confidence.
But Latvia also did play pretty well. I don't want to take any credit away from the Latvians.
That's
they did very well for themselves. They had one. What was their one big win? They had an upset somewhere in here.
They did.
I think navigating the ESPN one is the worst. Oh, they beat the Germans, right? 4-3
Poor Germany.
Yes. And I thought, yeah, true. It's another poor Germany moment. Yikes, that was also Philipp Grubauer was in net for that game, man. So it wasn't even like they had like a German league tender in for that. That was an NHL tender.
Yeah,
and I feel like that one's not like been talked about because the other two games following that one that day were Finland and Italy.
That
which
one's
was the
been talked
11
about.
11-0 And then also the U.S. Denmark one. So like,
yeah, that was a weird game.
It kind of like got sweep to the side.
USA Denmark had me like really annoyed because like first period they were down 2-1 right? Yeah. So that was like that was as frustrating as Canada 2-1 against the Czechs right now.
Well,
I think for the Canadians.
Currently, yes.
But I this was a good game for like. This team needed to see some adversity from somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, didn't really get it in the first game against Latvia. Didn't really get it against Germany either, although they played well against Germany, and I think it was in response to this Denmark game.
Yeah.
When I think that you need a little bit of, like, a worthy, at least, opponent, like, someone who's going to give you a run for your money at the beginning, when it doesn't matter as much. Because it's like, if you can, like, get past that, then, like, later down the line, like, U.S. versus Canada, you're not going to be like, oh, this is easy going into it.
If
then,
you like, if you can't play Canada in the group stage, you want to at least play, like, a Finland or a Sweden, maybe a Switzerland, at least to get some, like, sort of, like, team with a lot of NHL players to match up against you, see how you are. That's why I was nervous about this group for Team USA, because, like,
they
to then go if they went to go play Canada right after playing this group, I don't think it would end well. But it's good that they have to play Sweden today.
Yes,
I think
because they had Latvia, Denmark, and Germany in round robin.
After that, I'm not seeing a bracket right now. But after if they beat Sweden, who would they play? The winner.
The winner of Finland and Switzerland, I think.
Or no, when it,
Finland, Switzerland.
Okay,
I think.
Yeah.
Unless they do a thing where they, because they haven't, they haven't updated it yet. Unless
right,
because
aren't,
like,
or no, Slovakia is a 4 seed, I think.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
This so, honestly, the Olympic website is really confusing me at the moment. I'm like, I need to give
ESPN
me a bracket, I beg.
Is like, yes.
The
oh
people
my God.
Want a bracket.
The
Where's my
want
bracket?
The people want
we
a bracket.
We are far enough into the tournament now where a bracket should exist.
Absolutely.
Like
was,
where
I
is it?
Putting together like all of these games, I was having a headache figuring out what was in what. Like stage and like what was going on with everything.
Okay, Canada's the 1 seed. Czechia is the 8 seed. So, oh well, this is also like if the Czechs win, because technically aren't they still in the lead?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still 2-1.
God, if they win, that would be I'm so sorry.
Czech Republic,
Emma, really funny. Like
I know it would be really funny. It would not be really funny for me though. I think I would cry.
We need this, guys. We need this after Four Nations. Okay,
it's
that was
based
bad.
On it's based on the seeding. So
no, because I want a Canada U.S. final. Even
like
if,
so do
even
I.
If the U.S.
But,
wins,
like, but also like
it's not
we might lose.
Like it's not just not gonna be as interesting if it's anyone else in the final. Like
actually,
and that's,
assuming that the results hold, if the Czechs win,
then it could be
and USA wins, USA would play the Czechs. I think. Because wouldn't it be higher seed versus lower, like the highest seed versus lowest
seed,
and then the middle 2 seeds? Yeah, U.S. is 2 seed.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but if Canada does come back, though, that changes things dramatically. Slovakia won, so then the winner of Finland and Switzerland would get Canada.
Oh, I think I have a
USA would
here.
Get Slovakia.
Yeah.
I found a bracket.
Huge.
Did you actually, can you
huge for the program.
It's from SI. I will put it in the rundown.
That's beautiful. So for any listeners who are looking for an Olympic men's hockey bracket, go to Sports Illustrated.
As of today.
As of today.
As of
February
18th. As of also during a game. So it won't. See, of course, the bracket. No, there it is. It's at the bottom of the article. Because
awesome.
I just
it's
Googled
at the bottom
it and
of
went
the
to image, and it wasn't popping up at first. Hold on.
Okay.
Everyone stand by.
So
I'll put it,
so
I'll
got,
put it in. I'll put the link in the rundown at the bottom. There it is.
We've gotten Slovakia versus Germany.
Yeah.
Czechia versus Canada is live, and like we've covered both of those teams. Sweden. USA and Sweden, I feel like we've talked a lot about.
Yes, we have.
Although, really, USA is like so much. We've only talked about the
There's
Kachucks
so
and the Hugheses.
Much
like
to talk about.
Austin Matthews has been playing well.
Yeah.
Matt Boldy's been buzzing. He hasn't gotten rewarded a lot, but he had like 8 shots against Germany and somehow didn't score. Zach Werenski did score though, and
yes, he
I kind of called that before that game. because he was playing well against Denmark.
Actually, this bracket is entirely not updated for today.
Huge.
Guys, I don't know. Okay, I'm really trying here. Just think in your mind, Canada, Czechia.
Oh, shout out Logan Thompson.
Shout out LT.
Because LT got a win in his first career Olympic start.
And I checked because I was really scared that the game going on right now, he was in net and they're losing. He's not.
Oh, okay.
It's Bennington.
Ah, of course.
So.
Jordan Bennington. Oh, yeah. We can also talk about Jeremy Swayman missing a puck.
That was not funny.
From the blue line.
That was not funny.
Against the Danes because of the end boards. Shout out Nick Palmer because he's a goalie, and he immediately called out that the boards are not white. They're like some Olympic color.
Yes,
they are. Or like something
ridiculous.
That's not white. Yeah. So it was clearly impossible for Swayman to pick up the puck. He doesn't even move until it's like already over his shoulder. And there was no screen or anything. So like clearly there was something amiss. And I don't think it was Swayman's fault that much.
No, it was just an unfortunate.
And he can make
scene.
Himself bigger and just try to get lucky, but he was trying
was
to actually
save it.
It
was an unfortunate thing to see.
It was, and lucky they didn't lose on that or something,
because
that would have been bad. But
that would have been real bad.
Lucky that didn't happen. USA is getting a lot of production, is what I think is a good thing. Like Canada also gets a lot of production, but the USA is also spreading the love a little bit in terms of like who's scoring and when.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
There have been a couple of random goals. I'm definitely not going to find them right now because it's just impossible to just, like, sort through everything.
It's really a headache. Like
Finland. Can we talk about Finland and Switzerland?
Yes, yes, of course.
The Swiss are a weird case for me because, yes, they have some very solid NHL talent over there.
Yes.
But most of them are Devils, which,
yes.
Depending on your point of view, could be a good or a bad thing. I think it could be a good thing. I'm sure a lot of other NHL fans would probably say that this is a pretty good reason why the Swiss are like not getting over the hump.
Right.
Yeah.
But that Fiala injury was really unfortunate.
Really
bad. I had a question for you regarding this game, which was, do you think Devils fans are invested in the trio, Hischier, Siegenthaler, and Meyer?
Oh, for sure.
And their Olympic outcome.
It's the Devils in Europe. That's
it's the Devils in Europe.
It's like my favorite thing ever. When the Devils went, the Devils played a series in Czechia against the Sabres last. I think it was last season.
That
to
was
start the year.
That was the start of last of 2024 or 2025.
Yes,
I remember that. That was funny.
Yeah, and so like that, Palat was still on the team, so that was cool for him. Nemitz got to go home, which was cool.
And then in like
and
the
it's really close to Switzerland, so all those guys were like,
In the preseason games, it was like the guys from the AHL. It was all AHL players.
Oh yeah,
that was
really funny because it was
that was fun.
The New Jersey Comets.
Yeah, exactly. It was all I was like.
It was literally just the Utica Comets in the preseason games, while the Devils were out in Europe doing whatever. It's really cool when that like when you have a group of guys who are on the same team who are all good enough to play on the national team. It's always cool. Is it maybe kind of a cop out that it's Switzerland and there's not that many like Swiss hockey players who are like really solid at the highest professional levels? Maybe. But you know, I don't like the Devils managed to scoop up three of them at the same time, and Siegenthaler, Meyer, and Hischier are like the three musketeers over there.
Aww.
It's awesome.
Aww.
But it's tragic because we know the Swiss aren't like they're not they built like out. Finland. They're not built like Sweden, USA, Canada. The four nations from the this is why the four nations happened. It's because these teams have enough NHL players to fill the entire roster.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's probably going to be those. It can't be those four because the USA and Sweden have to go at it today.
Yes.
It would be those four if they didn't meet.
It would be. Oh, that's annoying. That would have been fun.
A little bit. But, I mean, that's the thing, though. The Swiss, like, they could take a bit of a fight to the Finns today. I think they could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Finland, they're coming off of a heater. They destroyed Italy.
Yes.
They are going to be rolling in this game.
They could be too overconfident, though.
Maybe.
You never know.
I don't know.
Tucker, you never know. Have some confidence.
The Finns are straight shooters. Yeah.
Really good.
They take ice baths for fun. They are cool under pressure. They don't get, like, the emotions don't waver. You get a big win. Yeah. It's like, whatever, business as usual. Moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah. 11 is insane.
They were the last team to beat a Russian Olympic team, I think. At least the last game the Finns played before this tournament in 22 was against the Russians. They beat them 2-1.
That's true. That's crazy.
So.
Wait, okay, so we've gone over some, like, matchups for the games on Friday. So we have, obviously...
Oh, like possible semifinals?
Yeah. So obviously we have Slovakia. And so you were saying... Because this is the part of the Olympics that confuses me, is the, like the seeds and who.
Still have the bracket
the
over there?
Yeah. Like, yes, but now it's not, like, it doesn't have the results from yesterday in for the quarterfinals, so I have to, like, think about it. So it's, like, I have to put, like, okay, Canada and Czechia, U.S., Sweden into my head. So now it's, like, I'm getting thrown completely, but it's fine. Okay. I'll figure it out.
So, obviously Slovakia, so we don't have to consider that. So, let's say Slovakia... Check.
Slovakia was the 3, I think, right?
Yes.
Yes, because Finland and Switzerland's the 4 and 5 game.
Okay.
Yes.
So Slovakia's 3. That means since they're through, they're going to play us, guaranteed, if the U.S. wins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Slovakia
is going to play us.
The Czechs are ruining this whole prediction
really
complex because they're still winning.
They're ruining everything. They're ruining everything for me. Really, right
Shout
now.
Out the Czechs. They're going absolutely crazy.
What a tournament for them. But, like, just
Andre
Palat.
They're having so much fun.
Yeah.
Much love.
I'm happy for them.
Like, please.
I'm not happy for Andre Palat.
I am.
I'm not happy for Andre Palat.
Oh,
I'm happy for him.
Devils fans know why.
But is there a chance, because this is what I'm trying to figure out, is there a chance that Switzerland and the U.S. play each other? Not in the semis.
I don't think it's possible. Because the USA is too high of a seed.
Yeah, who's the 5 seed? Who would the 5 seed play in the semis?
I'm pretty sure Switzerland is the 5 because Finland. Yeah. Did Finland win their group? Oh no.
Yeah. Wait.
No, they didn't.
Guys. Why is this like trying to solve?
Oh, there
like,
were only 3 group winners. Oh my god, this
like
is
trying,
really
it's
bad.
Like trying to solve like a
quantum
like,
physics.
There,
bro.
How like I really don't understand how there isn't a single like bracket available
like
anywhere.
Like a Sudoku, but sure.
I think quantum physics.
All right.
Because we'll that's harder. That.
Rocket science?
Yeah.
Rocket that's science. A classic. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
Like, where is there an updated bracket? There's like 500 million brackets when it's March Madness, and I can't find one for the Olympics. Like, what are we doing?
It's actually, like, ridiculous. Well.
Either way.
Whatever.
I don't think it's possible for them to play the Swiss. It doesn't help because, like, if we look at the actual standings, but like by the end of things on the men's side, the Finns, Slovaks, and Swedes all finished with 6 points
okay.
in their
oh,
division.
Oh, it's tied now. Canada and Czech.
Shout out the hosts, Italy.
Who scored? It's not loading on my page.
Incredible.
It's not
Nathan
loading.
McKinnon.
Of
Mac,
course.
The other Mac.
Yeah.
But the. Finland, Slovakia, Sweden all finished with 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
Slovakia won that group because of the goal differential thing
right.
against Sweden.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fascinating.
But I, yeah.
Wow.
I think the top 3 teams from each group made the playoff stage. Well, no, because Latvia made it. See, this is a nightmare.
The more we try to figure it out, like the tight, like all right, the more
let's just stop.
Get.
Now the Canadians are tied. We can assume that they will probably continue to
okay,
win.
Okay, don't assume. Knock on wood. Right now, knock on wood. Right
Fine.
Now.
Why would you
Thank
knock
you.
On wood, Tuck? This we don't know.
I don't know. For the sake of the universe,
Please.
I guess I don't want to be responsible for this. If the Czechs do win. I want a gold medal game between the U.S. and Canada
Me
as
too,
much as anybody
but,
else.
But like, I'm scared.
I'm scared, but that's what makes it good.
They were
scared
Grace,
of the Russians too.
Grace, we are
in
gonna,
miracle.
We are gonna sit on the couch on Sunday.
But it's gonna be at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and
maybe not.
No, it
yes,
is.
Yes, it is.
It's oh, eight, is it actually?
It's already been announced. 10 a.m. Exactly. On a Sunday, 10. Tuck. Like, no.
Can I say something?
Yay.
Can I say something? This is actually insane. Because the bronze
it's like,
medal
what,
game.
It's 2 in the afternoon in Italy. That's like, yeah. That makes sense.
And they also have the closing ceremonies
the
on
bronze,
Sunday night.
The
so
bronze
like
medal ceremony. The bronze medal game is on Saturday at 2:40 p.m.
Yes.
And then the gold medal game is at 8:10 a.m.
No, it's only because they have the closing ceremonies that night. That's that's entirely why
that's
they have
like,
to do that. But it does make sense. It's just annoying for us.
It makes sense. It's just really irritating.
It makes sense. And it's actually when the Olympics are in L.A. for the Summer Olympics in 2 years, it's going to be very good timing because it's only 3 hours difference. So
that is so true. That's very true.
World Cup's going to be all over the place.
That's just going to be a lot for me to handle.
That is going to be akin to trying to solve this bracket thing, to be honest. Trying to figure out when each game is at.
Either way. I'm excited for today. I'm excited for tomorrow.
Yes. Oh,
tomorrow's
going to
be so much fun.
Okay. Tomorrow is hype.
Okay, we have
gonna
to
be locked
do,
in at work.
Like, before we end, we have to do a little just, like, women's hockey. We already talked a little bit about it, but we have to, like... I feel like USA is dominating. And
feel like or no?
I
know.
Guys, Hillary Knight and Brittany Bowe got engaged today. Big day for Hillary Knight. Hillary Knight just having the like month of all months,
I saw,
to be honest.
I saw something on social media. I didn't know if it was real. But was there like someone from like USA Hockey and someone on Team Canada on the women's side who are like in a relationship and like broke up over the final?
Yes. Oh my God. I forgot who it was, but yes, that is apparently a thing.
That's so funny.
That's
it is that deep though.
It's absolutely deep.
It is.
The Swiss women are in they're in the bronze medal game, but why is it okay, they had a win in group play. Why for some reason ESPN says they're 0-3. And in the bronze medal game.
I have beef with the ESPN website because it like everything has been updating.
Whoa, Japan put a women's team together?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's crazy.
That
rocks.
Shout out Japan.
That's beautiful.
I love the Winter Olympics so much because that like you always forget that Japan is like obviously it's an island country, but you forget that it has like the mountainous region in the north.
Yeah. So they're great at
They have
all
a lot of
stuff.
Crazy athletes when it comes to winter sports.
They're great at this stuff.
It's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, I mean, USA, there's not much we could talk about. The USA already rolled Canada in group play 5-0. I expect nothing less.
And if something less happens.
Absolutely not. It's just you put it out of your mind because it's just not happening. Be a patriot.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I think that'll just about do it for this week's edition of 5-on-3.
The Olympic episode.
The Olympic episode. Once again, I'm Emma Leonardi, joined by Tucker Austin and Grace McCarron with Fifi Schlosser behind the glass. We'll see you next week for another episode breaking down all things hockey. 5-on-3 is a production of WFUV Sports.